brochen. Lama kod mepaka shmaa lebohoi in shemoya, kdei shikabal lovol malchus shemayim tchila v'charkam mekabal olavol mitzvus. Shmaa v'havto is kabolas ol malchus shemayim, and the next parak is kabolas ol mitzvus. So again, ikar kriya shmaa kabolas ol malchus shemayim v'ol teru mitzvus. Do you have a safer? Shadiyisa v'tzorach bayom v'layim. You have to do it in the day and at night. V'loy ba'boker v'erev. Not in the morning and the evening. Not just a din in the night and the evening. Night and morning and the evening. Ela b'shoch b'chol k'mecha. The Torah doesn't say day and night. The Torah says b'shoch b'chol k'mecha. When you lie down and when you get up.
Oh, no.
The yoiv z'man b'ze mishum da boiker v'erev heim shinuim ba'oilam v'lo ba'odam. He says that why did the Torah write b'shoch b'chol k'mecha? Why didn't it just write b'boker v'erev, v'erev v'bozer? Laila v'yom. She says there's a difference between v'shoch b'chol k'mecha and b'laila v'yom. Laila v'yom is events that happen in the world. That's our environment. B'shoch b'chol k'mecha is what you're doing when you go to lie down and when you get up. Day and night are changes that take place in the world. They're not changes that take place in the human being. If it would have said Yom V'Laila, so then Krishna would have been enough to say once a day. Say once a day? It doesn't explain why this is. Well, maybe as we go on, we'll understand. Rak bibnei ha-shinuyim sheba'odam. But because the person changes, it's different. You feel different at night when you go to sleep and when you get up. It's different. Something's changing in you. Your perspectives are changing.
Very good.
A different part of the day, different tafki, different purpose.
About every charger.
Different day and night are different for me because I'm winding down at night and I'm winding up in the morning. Yeah? In the daytime I get up to do my business, to do my malacha, whatever my job is. The Torah Kabbalah is all Malchus Shemayim. So you have to be Makabo. You're going to do your work. You're not your own boss. There's a boss above you. You're going to do your thing. You're starting your day. You're going to do your own thing. You should be Makabo first that you have a boss. Hashem is above you. Shkomas of you l'shem Shemayim. So that all your actions will be l'shem Shemayim. So you're Makabo all Malchus Shemayim. So everything you do during the day will be in accordance with the boss's will. The boss is a good boss. I'm about to be involved in 1,001 things today. But from the Kabbal, Omar Shemayim, meaning that everything I do today should be affected, should be fall under the mouth of Shemayim. Should be the same Shemayim for Hashem's sake. Moshe Omer, Onan, Perlady, Yimoma. We're like day workers. Moshe says our work with Hashem, we're like hired hands. We're like hired hands. A hired hand is given no discretion of what to do, right? If you're hired as middle management or above, nobody's going to tell you what to do every second. That's why you're a manager, right? But if you're a hired worker, there's not one thing you're going to do that's on your own. You have to do exactly what you're told the whole day long, because that's why you're hired as a day worker, right? We don't want you to use your brain too much, just do what you're told, right? The Anan Poel the Yomama, what the Gemara says, we are day workers. Kapoelim says, what's up? Kapoelim, oisim melocha, like work laborers, people are doing the melocha. Shukom ma'atem lo'odim, that everything they do is for the boss. They're not taught to be. You don't want these bricklayers here to get creative, right? They just want them to line up the bricks and put in the mortar and put it in place. Don't get creative. Don't do something new here. Don't experiment on me. Just do what I told you. Even in Birkas HaMazon, Mekater Bishul Avedota. We find that the Gemara says that if a person's a day worker, you don't have to say the whole benching. There's a shortened form of benching in order that you shouldn't take away time from the Balabayas. It's showing here how meshubed a person is as a day worker. A person who is a worker for a boss, who's not been hired as a manager. He's working like a laborer. You're so meshubad that the Chachamim even said you don't have to pay for a full birkas hamazus. Night also you have to give kabbal makushma. So let's stop making decisions. So the reason why you have to be in the Malka Shemaim in the daytime is because you're about to get involved in your activities for the day. You can do 1,000 things during the day. So everything you do has to be in accordance with the old Malka Shemaim, with the Ratzon Hashem. So that's why we have to do it when we get up. Because we're about to be involved in something that could take us away from Hashem. Belayla, and at night, Eish Shchiva, when we go to sleep, the Menucha, we go to rest, so the Gam King Kabbalah or Malchus Shemayim. You also have to accept Hashem's will. The Gam B'Shochvoy Al Mitosoy Yega Lismiu Shoytet. You might think, you go lie down, ah, day is over. Thank God the day is over. Finished. I'm free now. And I can do what I want. I have no activities now. Just lying in bed, just me and myself, nobody else.
Your wife.
He's not married. Not even married. He's lying in bed. Nothing. He just wants to rest and be free from any yoke, from any responsibility. That's what going to sleep is, right? Recharging, how you say it. Don't bother me. So unplug the phone. Unplug the head. Unplug the body. Just nothing. Just nothing. Please, what do you call it? Bliss, the bliss of rest, right, a blissful rest and sleep. No, before you do that, you have to mekabel malchus shemayim. So by shekosa bagod neremah the reish orachaim, the beginning of orachaim. Whenever you go to bed, you have to know you're sleeping in front of you, going to sleep in front of the Rebbeinu Shalom. So that's the zem malocha yoiser gedoyla. This is even harder than the Kabbalah Tal Malchus Shemayim in the morning.
Why?
Yeah, there's a certain like amount of, you know, it's over, the day's over, leave me alone. let it go, you know, just relax. Let loose, let your hair down. Kamosha Shamati Bazal Pasik Vayakalam Yaakov, like when Yaakov had his dream. For a person's dream, you can see the madrega of a person. When he's doing nothing, when he's doing nothing, if his rayonos, if his ideas are that Hashem is standing over him, you can tell that's a special person. In other words, when a person's doing nothing, that's the night. The opposite of daytime. Night, you don't want to do anything. You want to go to sleep. You want to be bottle, Yoshin bottle. So now there's a revelation that you could see a person's real madrega when he's Yoshin bottle. What kind of thoughts enter his mind? Thinking about the pub or the football or whatever he's thinking about, or is he thinking about the rest? Yaakov was on such a madrega that when he fell asleep, all he thought about was Hashem. We're not near that. We're nowhere near. We have all sorts of foolish dreams that make no sense and fantasies and crazy things. So what does that mean? We're not in the Madriga of Yaakov. We don't have the Rebbeinu Shem with us even when we're asleep. There's only a few tzaddikim who could reach this Madriga. That's why at night, we know in the daytime, there's only two brachas before Kriyashma, and one after Kriyashma. But at night, we have two before and two after. There's an extra bracha at night after Kriyashma is Hashkivenu. Why do you have the extra bracha Hashkivenu? Because it's much more difficult. It's more difficult to avoid the chiddush to us, right? It's more difficult to avoid at night the Kabbalah from Malchus Shemayim than the daytime. I guess for a person, the desire for hefker, to be without a yoke, is a desire of the Yetzer Hara, to be without a yoke. The body to be without a yoke is very strong. Especially when you finish the day, it's a real Yetzer. Oh. Nothing. Just bliss, quiet. Right? No. For the Torah says, be makabo mafu shemayim, stay in exodus, actually, in the time you need to the Shalom. That's the lesson of the student. Ashkivenu, Hashem Rakinu Shalom, Vishtayim Pis, Hamidenu Makinu Lachayim, Frotzal in Sukkah Shlomecho, Taknei Dibay Shatoy, Vimel Chinoch, Hashem Naman Shmecho, Hogin, Olein Hotem, Olein Alta, to protection, we're asking from Hashem, Hotem, Sodom, Yufanenim, Afrenim, why it's night, why do we ask all this in night? That's all it says, because night, it appears that night is a very strong gate to Hora to be freed from the yoke of Hashem. It's nothing. Not that you want to be a Murid, a Malchu Shamayim, not that you want to rebel against Hashem, just salut. So you need extra shmir at night. We need extra shmir at night because we have this desire not to be bound at night. What he didn't explain is why the Torah would have made, no, the Torah made, let's review what he said. The Torah made the creation, the mind of creation, dependent on shinuyim, changes in the human being, not in changes of day and night. That's a chiddush that we probably didn't think about. That it's not because it's nighttime we have to encounter Malchus Shemayim. It's not because it's daytime we have to encounter. If Hashem just wanted us to be faithful to Him and accept His yoke, be enough once a day, pledge your allegiance once a day. but that's not that what it is. Yishov b'chol kumecho. Hashem wants us in every activity that we do to do it with Hashem Yisborach as our king. So when we change our avodas and we change from day to night, at night time we're ready to let loose, we're ready to let go, we're ready to lie down and do nothing. That's one type of Olmach Hashemayim. That's one type of activity. The other type of activity is when we get up, both of them have to be bound with Olmach Hashemayim. Let's see number Dalit. Mitzvah Rishoyna Shnitchayev Odom. The first mitzvah, a person is Chayev, Shanasa Ben Yud Gimel, when you become Bar Mitzvah, Shona, who Krishma, that's Krishma, Shalarvi, the night Krishma, right? Shureshis. That's the first mitzvah, a person is Chayev. Unless maybe he ate before davening.
So the mitzvah that they can't fulfill, it, like love each Jew, and
what?
The mitzvah that they were kind beforehand, like love each Jew, and they should always have a
Shalom. There's no mitzvah.
The mitzvah mitzvah. The first mitzvah mitzvah.
What?
That's the benches before.
Yeah. Huh?
Benches before.
That's the eight, rather, but not the eight before marriage. Anyway, the first mitzvah that you come to, immediately it gets dark, you're chayev in mitzvahs Krishna. Sure, you're chayev in all the mitzvahs, but the first one you can do is Krishna. Of course, the Samuel, Kihu Ubrochot Echot. Like you said before, that was in Siman Beis. In Siman Beis, right? In Beis, paragraph Beis. He said that any of the bracha is that you have to know who you're serving. Da Elokei Avicha V'Avdeihu. First you have to address the Rabbi Hashem in the first person. To know Hashem, Boruch Ato Hashem. That the Maise that we're doing is for the sake of Hashem. Like you said before, the beginning of Avodas Hashem is Yiras Hashem. To know, to be aware that the Rebbein Hashem is there. That's the first, so Memele says the first mitzvah that you chayiv in when you become bar mitzvah is Kriyishma. That's all Malchus Shemayim, accepting the Yogin, recognizing Hashem's presence and accepting his kingship. Aksha Brochas Bifrat HaMaisim. In other words, he says like this: a bracha and Krishna is the same concept. Bracha is on a mitzvah. In other words, bracha is on mitzvah. Bracha is on mitzvah. You're about to do something. You're rotzon Hashem. You're asking you to do something. So you have to do it. Make sure you ahead of time you address dialogue of people. Know that you're doing it for Hashem. Know Hashem. Boruch Ato Hashem. Speak to Hashem. Recognize Hashem. Do it because Hashem is telling you to do it. So that's in each individual mitzvah. The Shema is like a bracha on all of our actions. It's Kabbalah Zol Malchus Shemayim, recognizing Hashem as in our presence, as our master, for everything we're going to do today and everything we're going to do tonight. So whereas the bracha is addressed the individual meisim that we do, the Kriya Shema addresses all of them, puts them all under one category of Ol Malchus Shemayim. The Shalavis Koidim, first comes the night time, like the Gemara says that in the Tana of the Mishnah in the beginning of Brochas, Yolit Mibriyoto Shaloilam, that like it says in the, first of all, it says in the Pasuk, right, Vayera Vayvoike, and also when Hashem created the world, so it was the beginning with the night. Yolit Mibriyoto Shaloilam, he learned from the creation of the world, lending Kabbalah to Omahu Shaman. We learn from that passage that when Hashem created the world, Vayera, Vayvoker, that Kriya Shema at night comes first. That's the first thing, right? First thing in Shas you learn about, Kriya Shema at night. First thing in the Bar Mitzvah is Chayim, Kriya Shema at night. That's the beginning of all of Avodas Hashem is to recognize Hashem Yisborah, to accept His kingdom. Kivshu. The Bereisha Chashucho Tzoy Kabbalah Tzol Malchus Shamayim. That in the beginning there's darkness. In the beginning there was darkness. In the darkness you have to accept the yoke of Hashem. And he says the darkness is not just the physical darkness, but when there's nothing happening, nothing at night time, person going to sleep, he's going to be bottle. He's going to be completely inactive. That's the choshes. That's the symbolism of choshes. But it's not doing anything. Maybe even worse. Maybe it's a time when a person could easily fall into meaningless activity and even worse, foolish activity. That's a time. That time when a person's likely or vulnerable to be involved in idle or foolish activity. That represents the choshes. Symbolizes that. That's the time you have to say, Malchus Shemayim, no, even in this situation, I have to be careful. And then you'll be able to mekayim the Torah with wealth. In other words, what he means here is, if even at night, when you're idle, and at night when it chimes that a person could be involved in things that are other than Kedusha, person is careful and it's makabel malchus shemayim, so all the more so in the daytime you're going to do that. You do it at night when there's a sense of being free and being hefker and etc. Then even in the daytime you're going to do it kabel chayim. In the daytime we have a clear perception of what we need to do. Through that. Our deeds will be appropriate. In other words, through the Mishkabel O Malchus Shamayim at night, meaning at a time when I would feel that I don't want to do anything, or if I do want to do something, it's to play Sheshbesh or something like that. Maybe that's not even so bad, but even less meaningful activity, Mishkabel O Malchus Shamayim, that'll help that in the daytime when we go to do our actions in the daytime. It's again removing the Kabbal Malchus Shemayim in the daytime, that our actions now will be in accordance with the clarity of perception that we will have in the daytime. You know you have to accomplish something, right? Yeah. You don't feel like in the daytime, unless you're depressed, you don't feel like in the daytime you want to do nothing. The day is just beginning, let me just do nothing. You really have to get up and do something. You have to realize you have to get up and do something. The whole Kabbal Malchus Shemayim of the night, which helps that in the daytime that our perception of what we need to do will be in accordance with Kodesh Baruch Hu's Ratzon. He explains a little more in the next paragraph. V'afal pishik v'chiyuk kabbalah tol malchus shemayim v'kriya shma. Even though the accepting the yoke of Hashem's kingship is in kriya shma, now here's a big kiddush he's going to say. Nevertheless, the obligation is forever. That even for one moment, we shouldn't be free from the yoke. Because it's not you say your pledge and then you go out and it's over. The Kabbalah of Ol Malchus Shemayim is not over after you say the mitzvah of Kriya Shema, after you do the mitzvah of Kriya Shema. What's the mitzvah today? What's on the mitzvahs list today? Kabbalah Ol Malchus Shemayim. Okay, Kabbalah Ol Malchus Shemayim. Okay, what's next? I'm done with that one. No, you're never done with that one. It's a mitzvah nimshechet. It's called a continual mitzvah. Because we reinforce it every evening and every morning, but the mitzvah itself, like a lumber shechita, she's saying here, the Kriya Shema itself is not the whole. It's not the it's the maisa mitzvah, but the chalos, the effect of that mitzvah, has to be that every moment we carry with us the yoke. Like we say during the Yom Neroim, right? The days the third to make shuva, right? On Yom Kippur, What kind of chet is there? Frikasol means to remove the yoke. There's a sin to remove the yoke. A person should never be without a yoke. Like the story that you showed me, right? You gotta have a yarmulke on your head. Why do you have to have a yarmulke on your head all the time? You have to feel. You have to mamish feel it in your body. You have to feel there's something above us all the time. Not just during Kriya Shema. Somebody said, just as Kriya Shema is also madrega. You know, a person who doesn't feel the yoke all day, 5 minutes in the morning, you say Kriya Shema. Oh, as they go, that's also madrega. But that's not the Ikar Mitzvah. The Ikar Mitzvah is that it's a mitzvah nimsheches. A continual mitzvah that we should have with us the whole day. And Memeila, that's why on Yom Kippur, one of the Al-Chetz that we should read on is Al-Chetz should tell us to help the free us all. A person who goes around without a yoke, like, to totally lose track, lose awareness of the fact that Hashem is his yoke of his teaching is upon us, is a chetz. That's you're missing out in the midst of O Malchus Shemayim. That's why a person, no matter what situation he's in, he has to remember there's always some halacha governing your action. A person's even in the toilet, right? Right? You know, a person's in the toilet, can't get out of the toilet. That's my private office, right? Leave me alone. I go in my house, want to get away from everything, go in my private office, the toilet. No. You're not allowed to talk, and you know, you shouldn't unclothe yourself completely, and how you have to clean yourself. Every detail is governed by O Malchus Shemayim. Because the mitzvah nimsheches, it's the mitzvah klois, it's the general mitzvah, the general concept which covers all of our actions. U'kamosha oma bal shem tov al apostol gashay odom le'yachshay Hashem loy oven. It doesn't say how the bal shem tov explained this. I don't know what the bal shem tov was saying. On that pasuk, the bal shem tov has some explanation. That fits what he's saying, but we don't know what it is. The Kabbalah told Malchus Shemayim Shel Arvis, accepting the yoke of Hashem at night, Zmana calls Zmana Shiva. Now here he says a chiddush. And we know that when's the end of Kriya Shema at night?
Halos HaShachar.
Right. So basically you have the whole night to say Kriya Shema. In the daytime.
Not
you only have a fourth of the day, right? 3 hours.
It's not consistent. It should either be all day and all night, or 3 hours and part of the day. Right.
Now the truth is, there it's annoying in the Mishnah hold that the Zman Kriya Shema night ends early also, but we don't hold like that. We hold that Kriya Shema is the whole night, but it's only part of the day. So now we have to remember what he said before. The Kriya Shema, the daytime, is not different than the Kriya Shema in the nighttime, in that really the mitzvah of Kriya Shema is Kabbalah Sol Malchus Shemayim. And Kabbalah Sol Malchus Shemayim is we'll call it a mitzvah tmidis. It's a continual mitzvah. Every moment a person has to feel the yoke of Hashem. Now if a person is not healthy, he could get neurotic, right? He gets too much. A person not a healthy person emotionally, we could... That's not how to handle this. But a person, the Torah is talking to healthy people. Shekol alayla, Torah is liyos noisable. The whole night you have to bear the yoke. Avos shel shachris, rak b'tchila sakim. But in the morning, only when you get up, you have to do it. Kamo abrocha b'tchila sa mitzvah. Just like before we do a mitzvah, we only make the brocha in the beginning. Even though it takes a long time to do the bracha, we don't have to make a bracha the whole time we're saying the mitzvah, right? Sagi akola mitzvah, that's enough for the whole mitzvah. Avshim shechet zmana, even though it goes on for a certain amount of time. Shlefi shekabolas ol dai b'tchilas ha-maisa. To accept the yoke of Hashem, it's enough at the beginning of the action. V'chaka kedusha samaisa mamsheches, and the kedusha afterwards of the maisa continues. K'mo b'lishmo gabe get, k'mo shekosu b'tanya perek m'mala. Just like we know the halacha is a person has to write a get. If he's divorcing his wife, has written lishmo, l'shem his wife, l'shem gerushin, all the things of lishmo. It's enough right in the beginning that they just started to get like that. He doesn't have to think it every second. It's enough that the beginning of the maisa that you thought that. And then the rest of the get is considered a continuation of the original makshov lishmo. Ochenami, here also, bayoim, shua eisa maisa in the daytime is a time for actions. When you're doing actions, you only need the Kabbalah Malchus Shemayim at the beginning of the action, and then the rest of the actions during the day are like the action after a bracha. You make a bracha to do a mitzvah, you make one bracha on the tefillin, and you will wear it for 2 hours during davening. So the Maisa is the continuation. The Maisa is covered by the bracha that I made already. It's the same thing, the Shema in the morning, it's a time for Maisim. The day is the time for Maisim. It's enough at the beginning of the day that I'm a Kabbal the old Malchus Shemayim. Like it says, Ukedadayik Bekro, Beshoch Bekho, Hainu Kola Laila de Sheshli. The night time is when you're lying down. When you're lying down, you lie down the whole night. While you're rising, that's only the beginning of the day. That's coming from, that's when you get up. The rest of the day, you're walking, you're sitting, you're doing all sorts of things this day. It says, when the Torah said, it only meant the beginning of the day. What's the difference between b'shoch b'chov k'mecho? What do you do the whole night? You stay in a horizontal position. You're lying the whole night. B'shoch b'chov. When are you lying down? You're lying down the whole night. B'kumecho, you're not lying down the whole day. You're not getting up the whole day. You're getting up the whole day. I'm getting up, I'm getting up, I'm getting up. It's a, what do you call it? OCD. Get up. You only get up once in the morning. That's the beginning of the maisa. The beginning of starting the maisa of the daytime is the getting up in the morning. That's haschalta de maisa. Vayudal yom maisa klolos hakabola o malchus shemayim betzilas hayom day. It's enough for the day of activity. Kabolos o malchus shemayim betzilas hayom day. That's enough. To travel o malchus shemayim the day of mitzvah. It seems that if you're going to be involved in activities, you could say my actions are a continuation of my Kabbalah Malchus Shemayim in the daytime. But if I'm doing nothing, night is the time when I'm just sleeping, if I'm doing nothing, so it's harder to say that what I'm doing now is a continuation of what I was, my Kabbalah Malchus Shemayim, because I'm Kabbalah Malchus Shemayim, then I do nothing. Nothing at all. In the daytime, I could say my Maisim now reflects somehow the Kabbalah Malchus Shemayim, because all the do's and don'ts and whatever I do. Or go with the kavanah of what I do, it should be the same Shemayim. Everything I do should be the same Shemayim. All my food, I make a bracha first. I eat with derech eretz. I make a bracha afterwards. The food itself is kosher. Everything I do, I can do as a continuation, as an expression of my kabbalah from Malchus Shemayim being in the day. But when I'm doing nothing, I'm just lying there.
Yeah, but now that we have electricity, I mean, people do activities into late at night.
Right. But it was talking about the unwinding time, right? The time when, even in times of the Torah, not everyone went to sleep at the same time. There was a period of time, right? And not everyone got up at the same time. There were 3 hours in the daytime. It was Bederech Chol. Night, people go, and normal people go to sleep at night. They go to sleep later, in Achanami, but you know, so the actions in the daytime, you might say, are a continuation of the morning Kriya Shema. But the real Kriya Shema, even in the Gemara, so the Machlokas are showing, when is the Ikar Zman Kriya Shema? Is it when you go to sleep, or is it at Maariv? The Machlokas, some are showing him hold that the main mitzvah of Kriya Shema is right before you go to sleep, whenever that is. But what Reb Tzedek is saying is that the nighttime Kriya Shema is different than the daytime Krishna. That the nighttime, since I'm doing nothing, let's say that the main time Krishna is actually when you go to sleep. So I'm about to do nothing, then the Kabbalah of Malchus Shamayim is more important or more difficult to exercise than in the daytime when I'm doing something. Because in the daytime when I'm doing something, just like when I'm doing some mitzvah, I only have to say the bracha once, and whatever I do now, is I'm doing this because of what I said. I said, why do you have a tefillin on still? Why do you have a zolder? What do you mean? I told you why I have my tefillin on still. The beginning of the maisa sets the tone for the whole maisa. But when I do nothing, at night when I'm b'shoch b'cho, when I'm lying down and I'm doing nothing, it's a time of choshech, of darkness. For me, it's darkness. I'm going to sleep. So then the Torah says the whole night is man kriyishma. The whole night is man kriyishma. It's saying more than that. What does it mean the whole night is man kriyishma? When you're asleep, you're saying kriyishma? You're not saying kriyishma. It means the whole night there's a chiyuv kriyishma. The person would come back very 2, 3 in the morning. If you come, you wake up at 11 in the morning, there's no mitzvah kriyishma, right? It's gone. It's finished. There's no mitzvah kriyishma at 3 in the, at 11 in the morning. But the person, let's say he was asleep, he slept from the day the other way around, slept from the day way into the night, got up at 3, 4 in the morning, the Torah is still hanging over you. The mitzvah kriyishma is still hanging above you. We don't say it's finished, it's gone. Because the night, every second of the night, there's a special mitzvah, Kabbalah of Malchus Shamayim, because night is the time of inactivity. Night is the time when a person wants to detach, wants to be free. So every second, there's a Kabbalah of Malchus Shamayim. Torah didn't put every second a chiyuv Kabbalah of Malchus Shamayim in the daytime. Torah said, the beginning of the day, Mikabel Malchus Shamayim. The rest of the day will be an extension, will be an expression of the Kabbalah of Malchus Shamayim met in the daytime. No, stop here.